living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So I have a good friend of mine, Dr. Gary Gonzalez. He's a physician health advisor here at Life Extension, and he suffers from migraines. And gosh, maybe luckily his frequency is not too much, but boy, they're very severe. He really suffers horribly with migraines a couple times a month, you know, all the classic symptoms. But then I have another friend, Cynthia. She's not in the medical field, just a good friend of mine. She has some migraines too, maybe three or four a month, but she seems to manage them better than Dr. Gonzalez can. So, and I wonder kind of what's going on there. And I know my guest has maybe some thoughts on that. He's Dr. Todd Nelson. He trained at the International Center for Natural Health and Medicine, graduating with both a naturopathic doctorate degree and a doctor of holistic health sciences. He's the co-author of the book Headache Survival. Dr. Todd also hosted a very popular radio show, Get Healthy, which was Colorado's number one weekly talk show on alternative health. Dr. Nelson, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Hi, Dr. Mack. Good to be with you today.
So do you still have your radio show?
I do not. I did the radio show for 6 years in Denver, and I'm looking to rekindle a show here very soon, actually.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, good luck with that. Let's get right into... You know, so what's going on? Why? So I have one friend, I don't, you know, if you heard the intro, I have one friend, Dr. Gonzalez, who really suffers a lot with his migraines. And, you know, on the other hand, I have another friend who really seems to manage them better. And I don't think she does anything different, really, than Dr. Gonzalez does. What do we know about why are migraines so different in one person versus another?
Yeah, I can truly empathize. I've had them myself, and that's why I'm passionate about trying to help patients get over them. And it's a really good question. There's a big spectrum of frequency, intensity of the migraines and why they come up in different people. And I think there's a lot of genetic variance. People are different from one person to the next as far as what is going to trigger their headache. So, you know, that's the first strategy that I talk about, is to identify your personal triggers to the degree that you can. And typically we recommend people do a headache diary and start tracking, gosh, was it something I'm eating that might have triggered it? Was it a weather shift? Or are the headaches becoming worse premenstrually in women? In his case, he might need to look at, have I been at the computer too long? Do I have too much neck tension? Is there a chemical change? Could a food trigger it off? So it does take some real investigative work. Which is not always easy. And even deeper than that, sometimes it takes some functional medicine testing to try and determine, gosh, am I, let's say if I'm eating gluten, you know, that I may not have any other symptoms or any other responses, but I've had many patients that they take gluten out of their diet and their headache frequency and intensity can dramatically diminish.
Okay. So,
So
we identify that trigger, and it can be very varied from one person to the next. So, yeah, once I know my triggers, obviously trying to avoid them as much as I can, I guess, is that strategy number two?
Yeah, that's number two, is control your environment factors as much as you can. So, for example, you know, if he's working in a cubicle in an office, he might have bad air in the office, like a sick building syndrome, hopefully not at Life Extension.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good here. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, right. I would imagine so. So, but for example, the lighting and air quality can make a big difference. I know in our office we have full-spectrum lights that have a broad spectrum of light that seems to be easier on the eyes all day and may not trigger a headache. We also recommend doing negative ion generators in your workspace and at home to emit negative ions that bind with pollutants and drop them out of the airspace.
Interesting.
So just having cleaner air and negative ions seem to boost serotonin, which a lot of migraine sufferers are deficient in. So that may be part of it. Noise can be a factor. Weather can be a factor. We know, and you've probably talked about this before, the EPA says that indoor air pollution can be about 90% more concentrated than outdoor. So for some people, that can be a trigger. For some people, it's structural. They might be sitting at a computer for too long, tensing their neck and creating excessive tension up in the trapezius, up through the back of the neck. That could be referring up into the head. So, you know, it takes usually working with an integrative doctor of some sort to kind of peel the layers of the onions and identify.
Right. Let's go on to the third strategy. So we have, so we have the trigger. All right, so you got to identify that. We're going to control the environment. What's strategy number three?
Strategy number three is trying to live a what I call an anti-migraine lifestyle. So that would be trying to eat a diet first and foremost that's low allergy, organic, nutrient dense, hopefully not having much GMOs, and really doing some food allergy testing and seeing do you react to certain foods,
get
them out of the diet for 3 or 4 months or maybe 6 months and see if your frequency and intensity of headache goes down. That's
Dr. Nesson, let me ask you, sticking with that food allergy concept there, how often do you find food to really be a trigger for people?
I would say in about, you know, it really varies, Dr. Mike. I would say between 30 and 70% of my patient population, food is a significant player. It's widely variable. Gluten and dairy and corn and chocolate and coffee tend to be some of the highest reactors in my patient population for sure.
Let's go to the, let's go to strategy number four. So we're going to practice that anti-migraine lifestyle. I like that food allergy test. I think that's important. What's strategy number four?
Strategy number four is taking some researched dietary supplements and herbs. And a lot of these might be commonly known to your listeners, but I'll just quickly review them. There were some studies back in 1998 on taking high-dose vitamin B2, which is riboflavin, 400 milligrams every morning for 3 months. In this one study that was published in Neurology, it reduced migraine severity by 68%. So that's quite significant.
Yeah, nice.
Very commonly known that migraine sufferers are magnesium deficient. I think this is rampant. And most migraine sufferers need to be taking from 500 to 800 milligrams daily, in my opinion, of a really well-chosen magnesium. They can have a red blood cell magnesium tested and find out if you're deficient. The other one to look at that I find is typically very helpful is most migraine sufferers can be serotonin insufficient, which is a chemical of mood. But it also plays into how stable the vasculature is or the blood vessels are at any given time. And if you're low in serotonin, it's easier for the blood vessels to dilate. So there's an easy way of measuring serotonin now in urine, but even just symptomatically, you can try supplements that have 5-HTP, which is a one molecule away from being serotonin. They're both anecdotally and clinically, we've seen that,
Well, there's only, got about 30 seconds left. So we got the, we have the B12, the magnesium, some of the serotonin boosters like tryptophan, 5-HTP. Real quick, what's the fifth strategy?
Fifth strategy is doing complementary care therapy. So in other words, in our clinic, we combine our biochemical intervention with acupuncture and massage. And also detoxification programs, and that's really what helps turn people around.
Dr. Nelson, give me a website that people can go and learn a little bit more about your program.
Sure, Dr. Mike. It's www.tolwellness.com. And I do offer free 15-minute phone consultations for listeners.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Nelson, for coming on. There's your five strategies for migraines. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.